WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Some members of the House have shifted focus today from figuring out a way to keep the government funded to an impeachment inquiry against President Biden.
Chairman James Comer says he aims to prove the president was involved.
For years, President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes.
Democrat Jamie Raskin called that pure fiction.
If the Republicans had a smoking gun or even a dripping water pistol, they would be presenting it today, but they've got nothing on Joe Biden.
The White House has repeatedly said the investigation will find no wrongdoing because there was no wrongdoing. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Six more people were arrested for looting and destroying more stores last night in Philadelphia. Claudia Silmias owns a brand new beauty supply store in Mayfair.
I can't even think right now because I'm still shaking. What I'm going to do? How am I supposed to fix this?
Police arrested dozens on Tuesday night. Another daycare in New York City is being investigated, this time for running a ghost gun printing operation. Those are guns that can't be traced back by police. Here's CBS's Jerika Duncan.
That was going to be an assault pistol.
Police say they found two completed 3D printed guns, one incomplete gun, and one printed assault rifle in the final stages of assembly inside an unlocked room. One suspect, 18-year-old Karan Coley, whose mother ran the daycare, was arrested and charged with several firearms crimes, among other offenses.
The bust comes after a 1-year-old died at another daycare in the Bronx, suspected of operating a drug ring. Police have arrested a man in Baltimore accused of murdering tech CEO Pava LaPere. He is a convict and registered sex offender who worked in the area. Ever wonder about the accuracy of pet DNA testing? CBS's Jim Krasula says it's a growing multi-million dollar industry.
Michelle Leininger paid $80 for two DNA tests of her dog, a rescue that looks like a German Shepherd. The Salem, New Hampshire woman swabbed her mouth for one of them and came back as 28% Bulldog, 40% Border Collie, and 32% Cane Corso. Would she pay for another DNA dog test?
No, I wouldn't waste the money.
What about their accuracy?
I worry about people making medical decisions based on one of these tests.
Dr. Lisa Moses is a veterinarian and bioethicist with Harvard Medical School.
This is our tears, all our fussing and fighting.
Fast food workers thank California Governor Gavin Newsom today for signing a new law that increases the minimum wage there to $20 an hour. That hike hits paychecks in April. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Republicans have proposed a bill to ban gender-affirming care in the state. Similar bills around the country have faced court challenges, with opponents alleging gender-affirming care bans violate doctors' and patients' constitutional rights. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is likely to veto the bill when it makes its way to his desk. The bill includes an exception which would allow doctors to provide care if a minor is born with a medically verifiable genetic disorder of sex development. The first meeting of Wisconsin House Speaker Robin Voss's Task Force on Human Trafficking was held on Wednesday, and the group announced their focus will be on victims and delve into the details of the trafficking of children and other young people. Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire said, quote, "Wisconsin has not just failed the victims of child sex trafficking, but we failed the numerous adult sex trafficking victims and countless victims of labor trafficking across our state. We need to do better." For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albus Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albus Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to start off with that debacle of a supposed debate last night out in California of the seven Republican primary aspirants who somehow survived the heightened requirements that they have 3% in the polls and a few more donors. They're going to goose it up next time. They're going to increase it next time, and I don't expect to see a couple of them there. They were bad. But here's my take on it, if you bothered to watch it. It's been variously described as a clown show. It was really worse than that. There was nobody on that stage, there were seven of them, that you could look at and say that in any respect you thought they had the gravitas, the weight, of character, demeanor, and intellect that could possibly be president of the United States. It was really like a food fight in a high school cafeteria. And by their holding it so that only Fox airs it and Univision, but basically Fox, let me tell you aesthetically how it appeared to me. First of all, there were three moderators, one from Univision, and two others. The chief moderator is a guy with an English accent, which was bizarre. We're talking about the American presidency. And they threw these questions out, and they're totally ignored. There was nothing. Sometimes there would be seven people, all seven of them, shouting answers and insults. On one occasion, the moderator said, "I'll have to cut off your mic if you keep this up." But the people who jumped in and kept shouting the longest normally then could get a little extra screen time. Let me tell you a couple of things they did not do. They're all so anxious, with the exception of Chris Christie and as Asa Hutchinson, except he didn't qualify for this one. Asa Hutchinson is the former governor of Arkansas, but Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, took on Trump. The other six didn't. Some of them, like this Vivek Ramaswamy, sucked up to Trump big time, but the rest of them all are afraid of Trump. They're afraid of Trump denouncing them and then forever cutting them off from any of his constituents. Here's a couple of things they didn't do. You'd think anybody in his right mind would have done. They're running against Trump. He's ahead in the polls simply because he has name recognition. These people are so bad. They look like somehow extras at a Character Central in Hollywood. I mean, They don't act like presidents. They don't have the demeanor of presidents. They don't have the force of character of presidents. They can't be president, not one of them. But did one of them say Donald Trump threatened to murder Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? That was wrong. Trump should be criminally prosecuted for it. Not a single one said that. How about leave off the criminal prosecution? Did any of them say it is wrong for Trump to have threatened the murder of Mark Milley, the former chairman of the Chiefs of Staff, the senior military officer in our country? Nobody even mentioned it, not even Chris Christie. Did anyone say it was wrong of Trump to encourage a mob on January 6th to hang Mike Pence? Anybody have a problem with that? Do you think that was wrong? Not even Mike Pence. I mean, Mike Pence is like Casper Milquetoast. If the guy isn't willing to stick up for himself, and the closest he gets is saying, well, I really don't think those remarks were helpful. If somebody said, hang Matt Flynn, I'd do more than say, I don't think that's helpful. Hey, it's a criminal offense. This whole crowd is threatening to murder the vice president. Nothing like that is said. Now, if you take a look at the rest of them, they essentially would turn on each other with these snide insults. Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, they kept insulting each other, lying about each other. The only funny line, in my view, that came out of the whole evening was Chris Christie, when he said it's wrong for Trump to keep ducking these debates. Pretty soon we're going to refer to him as Donald Duck. Now, that's a lame joke, sort of a dad joke type thing. But at least it was something, as weird and sad and pathetic as it is. But the rest of them, and then there's this guy, Burgum, the governor of North Carolina. He looks like Fargo Man, the guy sitting there. He looks like he dyed his eyebrows. He looks like Wolfman. Wolfman dyes his eyebrows. Very earnest guy, seemed like a nice guy. Couldn't get a word in edgewise. And then when he spoke in platitudes that he'd say that he would give at a Republican meeting in Fargo, North Dakota. He's from North Dakota. He's the governor of North Dakota. He's pathetic. Tim Scott, he's up there. Very, very clumsy. Very, very clumsy. And I'm not even going to go through the rest of them. This Vivek Ramaswamy. The thing about the Republican Party, it's one thing to be isolationist, but back in the 1930s, they were, many of them were pro-Hitler. You know, there was a Bund that drilled in Milwaukee. A Bund, a Nazi Bund drilled in Milwaukee in the 1930s. Franklin Roosevelt couldn't feel that he could come out and say that he supports a lend-lease program to at least arm Britain to hold on against the Nazis. This is very reminiscent of that. That whole wing of the Republican Party, the Trump wing, is dumping on Ukraine. And one of the worst was this Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, in the past, I've said his foreign policy platform is the foreign policy platform of Narendra Modi, the Hindu Nationalist Party. And people are, well, Matt, what do you mean by that? I'll tell you what I mean by that. Vivek Ramaswamy came out and he said, basically, Ukraine is bad. We should be with Russia. That's exactly what India is doing right now. Anything that he says is consistent with the platform of the Hindu Nationalist Party. Guy shouldn't be on the stage. The guy shouldn't be on the stage. A clown shooting his mouth off. And the rest of it, my God, it's unbelievable. We're going to go to the lines. Donald of Duluth, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Donald.
There's a name mistake there. This is Dynamo Dave of Duluth, Minnesota. Anyway, hey, I was wondering, I haven't seen this reported much in the mainstream media, but, you know, Angie Craig, Representative Angie Craig from Minnesota, and introduced a bill last Friday. It's called My Constituents Cannot Afford a Rebellious Tantrums, Handle Your Shutdown Act. Now, I and most Americans never knew or don't know that when there's a government shutdown, those Congress people still get paid.
That's right. That's right. And there's some sentiment. Yeah, I see now on the board, you're now Dynamo Dave. That's a great name. That's a great name. You have as much reason to run for president as the governor of North Dakota. Let me tell you something. With a name like Dynamo Dave, it's a great name. Dynamo Dave brought up a good point. Millions of folks are not going to get a paycheck. Some of them are going to be furloughed, so they're never going to get that paycheck. Others are going to be required by law to keep working with no paycheck. And that includes maybe more than a million people in our military. That includes Border Patrol agents. And they'll get vouchers. And then they'll get that pay when it comes due, when these people get off their duff. What Dynamo Dave is referring to is that there's some sentiment to say to Congress, if we don't get paid, you don't get paid. Clowns, if you are not willing to do your job, and I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, if you can't figure this out, you do not get paid. I think it's a good idea. I don't think in the long run it's the silver bullet. I'll tell you why. It's not the silver bullet because a lot of those guys are millionaires. They really are. I mean, legitimate millionaires. And so it's not going to affect their lifestyle at all. There's a handful of people that live paycheck to paycheck who are out there. Most of them are Democrats. Yeah, and they won't get paid and it'll put a little hurt on them. But I'll tell you what. I think symbolically it would be a great idea. You know, Mitt Romney doesn't care. He pays $2 million a year for security. But a lot of these folks, I mean, Lauren Boebert, I don't know what her situation is. I think in a matter of equity, it's a great idea. Thank you, Dynamo Dave. We're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling us from Monday. Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. We've reached a point in this country, the list is so long I can't even go down the whole thing. If you're for democracy, you only have one political party left in this country and in the state of Wisconsin. It's the Democrats. It's a sad thing because you really do need two political parties. We don't have that. A vote for Trump is a vote against democracy. And even in this state with Robin Voss, with the impeachment talk of Janet and Megan, that's not democracy. Not having fair maps is not democracy. So I don't know. I've said this before. I don't know who the Republican Party is anymore. But they certainly are not fit to govern. They can't even do the right thing and pass the budget. Thanks, Matt.
It's a great idea. You know, Joe Biden just gave a speech in Tempe, Arizona for the McCain Library. It's going to be getting some federal funding. It's a marvelous speech. I just watched it. You should look at it on YouTube. And what he said was, and he elevated this to the fight over democracy. And he mentioned Trump by name. And he mentioned these MAGA people by name. The question is, do we love our democracy? Let me tell you something. Without democracy, there's no capitalism. And without capitalism, there's no democracy. And if you get rid of our democracy and become like Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and these places, everybody in society suffers and is demeaned. Your right to privacy is gone. There's a knock at the door in the middle of the night. You may say, that's not going to happen today or tomorrow. May not happen today or tomorrow, but it'll happen the day after that. It'll happen the day after that. We fight for our democracy, and our ancestors fought in the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, a lot of buddies of mine. And I'll tell you what, we keep fighting for democracy, and that means we do not put up with authoritarians. We do not put up with fascists and authoritarians. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, look for partly cloudy skies and a low temperature of 57. Partly sunny, 75 on your Friday. Windy with some showers and storms Friday night, lows in the mid-60s. A bit warmer Saturday with some scattered storms, mostly sunny, 81. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 82.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
K.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Kurt?
The main point I'd like to make is, and I've wanted to say this for a long time, and this is especially for any of the Republicans that listen to the show. If you were a business and you were being honest with yourself, and especially in the qualified business that has the philosophy is we only hire the best, would you hire any of these knuckleheads? And if you did anyway, I would bet within 6 months you'd be firing them. And one more point to be made after that. The root cause of this flea show that's going on is the voters. These idiots aren't the only idiots out there. The problem that this country is now facing is you have a cult, and it's was called the Republican Party. Now it isn't anymore. They're not like Democrats. They don't have honest debates on who's qualified. Like what would happen if you were interviewing someone for a job to make sure you're picking the best person. They simply pull the lever based on who they're told to pull for, regardless of what idiot is going to be running the country. And, you know, I'm a little bit younger than you. I distinctly remember all the stuff that went down with Nixon. I remember the wars. I remember when Reagan came in, you know, he was responsible for, you know, crashing the economy too and lying and being totally mentally deficient with his Alzheimer's in probably the last 2 years of his 8-year term. And
right.
This country just simply cannot make a single effort to truly want to understand history. As you point out in the show, if you don't know history, then you're just a walking zombie. That's all you are. And if you really want to get out of that, and this is for CJ and the others, demonstrate to me when next time you call in and you just do a soundbite from Fox News. Follow it up with in reference to what? Give me something solid that fortifies your argument. You don't just get to pop off the canned statements that you memorize from your news. You have to back it up with something in reference to it.
Excellent point, Kurt. Excellent point. And said very dispassionately and very truthfully. I really appreciate that great call. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Jean?
Oh, I love his comments, and I love his dispassionate way of doing it, because I'll tell you, I just get in a frenzy when I see what's going on, and it's like, wow, I've never, you know, Matt, I'm going to be 69 soon, and I've watched your government, and I've never seen anything like this before. But the thing that gets me going is the way that they go after Biden all the time. And here's the guy that had the biggest mess done ever in our history, and he had to clean it up in all of the areas. And, you know, we had people dying. And the thing that really gets me is they keep blaming the liberals. And in all honesty, they were Republicans that reported Trump's behavior. They were Republicans that have been witnesses throughout all of these processes. These are not Democrats. These were Republicans, but they wouldn't accept this behavior. There's something going on with this picture, and I would love to know who's financing this type of stuff, Matt, because, you know, this is beyond the scope of regular things that go on in our country. And I hope, you know, if people got ideas and things, we all need to work together to correct this bad.
Well, I have some good news for you, Green. I have some good news. Poll just came out today, and you've seen all these polls. And this one is a national poll, and in a head-to-head Biden-Trump, Biden 45, Trump 40. Things are starting to change. Now, you may say, and I would agree with you, that it doesn't matter what a national poll says, because Trump's going to take Mississippi and Alabama, and Biden's going to take New York and California. New Hampshire just came out, Biden 52, Trump 40. 12 points. So it's a snapshot. It's a couple of years, year and a half away. So what? It's good news. People are catching on. And let me tell you something else. Trump went to Michigan yesterday to dodge the debate. Joe Biden went. Sean Fain, the president of the UAW, stood with him. Trump went. The management of a non-union supply distribution firm invited him. It had 150 employees. They were all supposed to turn out. 450 people showed up. 300 of them were either paid or were Republican volunteers. One of them had a sign that said UAW for Trump. The other one said auto workers for Trump. Journalists went up to him. Said, are you with UAW? The guy said, no. Went up to the other one. Said, you an auto worker? The other said, no. The Republicans do this. They've done it in Wisconsin. People, however, are just going to see the following: the word Michigan, the word Trump, and the word UAW, and the word auto workers on signs. And not everybody's listening to this show. That did happen. Very, very sneaky. Extremely sneaky. Now, what do you do with this? Pass it on. Everything about Trump is a fake. It's false. He says Mark Milley should be murdered. He's not going to pull a trigger. Mark Milley announced yesterday that he now has to have security, probably for the rest of his life, for him and his family. Not a single Republican spoke out at the debate. Not a single Republican in this state said that was a bad thing. Not Ron Johnson, not Gallagher, not Van Orden, not Stile, not any of these folks. Not any of these folks, not a single one. The Republican Party is so afraid of Trump, they're standing by, they're complicit in threats of violence, and they will be complicit if a lone wolf acts on those threats. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin's calling a House impeachment inquiry against President Biden and his family's business dealings pure fiction.
We're 62 hours away from shutting down the government of the United States of America, and Republicans are launching an impeachment drive based on a long debunked and discredited lie.
A legal expert for the GOP says there is merit to impeachment, but not enough evidence. Police say they plan to throw the book at looters in Philly. Commissioner John Stanford.
A robbery charge, a burglary charge, a theft charge, receiving stolen property, whatever we possibly can apply to the situation, we're going to apply it.
Dozens have been arrested so far. Fast food workers are praising a new law in California that'll bump up the minimum wage there for fast food workers. Starting in April, they'll make $20 an hour. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Altoona City Council will vote today on giving a liquor license to a proposed social club. As Modicum Brewing prepares to move, a new business called Bonds would take over the Modicum location. Bonds would serve as a cafe during the day, then reopen as a speakeasy-style bar at night, and could feature live entertainment. If the City Council approves the liquor license, Bonds could open as soon as November 1st. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services Secretary nominee Kirsten Johnson says the state made a number of mistakes in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. At a hearing during her confirmation process to the position, Johnson cited a lack of knowledge about COVID-19 as a reason the mistakes were made in the early days. She also stated that she does not support vaccine mandates or mask requirements, but says she still highly recommends vulnerable people get vaccinated and wear masks at their discretion. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines, as always. Rob of Appleton, my friend. Thanks for calling us your mind today, Rob.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, Rob. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Well, I'm actually from Rockton, Illinois, just driving through town here, and I'm kind of shocked to hear some of the things I'm hearing. I am a Republican, but I'm not too proud of him, honestly, and I think Trump is as big of an idiot as a lot of you guys say, but you're also backing Biden and Harris, and you're bagging on Reagan, saying that he was, you know, losing his mental faculties, and look what we're dealing with right now.
Well, let me tell you something, Rob. Let me give you some historical facts. Reagan, towards the end, and I think it was more than the last 2 years, I think it was more than that, clearly had cognitive issues. You know, he's older, cognitive issues. And his cabinet and everybody covered for him pretty well. Joe Biden does not have any cognitive impairment. Joe Biden, when he was young, from a very little boy, stuttered, and there's a hesitancy in his speech. If you take a look at him, he's in better physical shape than Donald Trump. Donald Trump is in decline. He has cognitive issues. He was talking about starting World War II. He misidentifies people. He's confused, and everything he does is threatening violence. He is close to Alzheimer's himself. I'm not saying today or tomorrow, but if you elect Donald Trump on top of everything else, on top of the fact that he's basically Putin's servile lapdog, he'd pull us out of NATO. He would give up Ukraine. He would do nothing if Putin went into Poland. Other than the fact that he has divided us racially, other than the fact that he launched an insurrection to hang his own vice president, other than the fact that he said that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff should be murdered, other than that, he doesn't have all his marbles. Joe Biden does have all his marbles. He pushed through hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure, the CHIPS Act, through a hostile Congress, through Mitch McConnell's Senate, Moscow Mitch, because Joe Biden is the most experienced president in terms of congressional relations we have had since 1788. Why do I say 1788? Because that's the first president, George Washington, took office. Joe Biden's been in this game in the Senate for 50 years. No one knows it better than he does. Everybody out there shoots their mouth off and says, well, Joe Biden, the Republicans say cognitive issues, so everybody repeats it. The Republican Party is half right. Trump has cognitive issues. Trump is only 3 years younger than Biden. If Trump were elected in 2024, he'd be 82 when the term's over. He's in decline. He's in terrible physical shape. He's trapped. He is charged with 91 felonies. He will go to prison. He's terrified. And when he approaches Putin, he's servile, like a dog with his own leash in his mouth going to his master. Other than that, he's terrific. Thanks for calling, Rob. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling us your mind today, Bob.
Well, the history of treason runs from Benedict Arnold to Benedict Donald. and these guys are so crazy. I mean, the Republicans just they jumped the shark a long, long time ago. You know, you used to compare Earth 1 to Earth 2. Well, now I think you got to compare Earth 1 to Pluto. But no, that's not far enough. It's Earth 1 to Alpha Centauri. But no, that's not far enough. It's Earth 1 to the Crab Nebula. That's how far out these guys are. Right. If anybody takes them seriously, you know, I just watched the Fox guy say, oh, yeah, he went to that UAW rally. And, of course, it wasn't anything like that.
Right. They lie. Look, the signs were fake. The signs were fake. They had 450 or 500 people out there, and they only had 150 employees there. Where'd the other 300 or 400 people come from? They were paid or they were volunteers, activists from out of state that just held up fraudulent signs. Under Trump, it's a fraudulent party. Under Dwight Eisenhower, it was not a fraudulent party. It was a center-right party that we really needed. When they had people like Bob Dole, I mean, even George H.W. Bush, as bad as he was, George H.W. Bush stood up to Russia. Every Democrat and Republican has stood up to Russia since Ralph Roosevelt, but Harry Truman, except for this guy, Donald Trump. But I want to get back to what Rob of Appleton, but apparently he was driving through Appleton, and glad you're visiting our state, Rob. And the truth of the matter is, I hope you do call in again. But Rob, Donald Trump is cognitively impaired. He's morally impaired. He's a sociopath, and he's a danger. But he is also cognitively impaired. He's confused when he speaks. He threatens violence at the drop of a hat. He's petulant, like the early stages of dementia. Joe Biden is in terrific physical shape. I mean, he was a star high school athlete, and he's in great physical shape. And you look at his accomplishments. He flies to Kyiv to meet with Zelensky. He flies to Warsaw. Now he's in Arizona. He was in California. He has tremendous stamina. And yes, he is not Cicero or Demosthenes. Okay, so what? You know, he's not Daniel Webster or something. He's a guy that was stuttered as a kid, and he knows Senate politics, congressional politics, better than anyone. And he's occasionally imprecise in speech. It's not a sign of any cognitive delay. It's a question of the kind of guy he is. Boston, Massachusetts had a mayor, forget his name, but they call him Mumbles, Mayor Mumbles, because he mumbled. He was smart as heck. He was a great mayor. Several terms, everybody loved him. Donald or Joe Biden is who he is. But Donald Trump will pull us out of NATO, kowtow to Russia, our main enemy since 1945, and he's the only president who's caved into people like Putin. He's done it because he's been bribed. He's gotten money from the Ruskies, and because they have the perverted sex video from the Moscow hotel room. And don't even begin to tell me, well, that's never been proven because we haven't seen it. We haven't seen it because Putin has his hands on it, and he will not reveal it as long as he can play Trump. But the other thing is this. Trump was diagnosed by a number of psychiatrists as being a psycho-narcissist, psychotic narcissist. And what they meant by that, a psychopathic narcissist, remember something. Some diagnosed him as a sadomasochist. Sadomasochism is a two words in one word, the sadism and masochism. Some of the worst sadists were also masochists. Trump treats women, treats anybody that he thinks is weaker than he is, sadistically. But in the face of what he thinks is power, and he looks on Kim Jong-un and he looks on Putin as power, he's submissive. There's a submissive aspect to him. When Kim Jong-un captured Otto Warmbier, the University of Virginia student, tortured him for a year with Korean torture and sent his corpse back to his parents, Trump had called him Little Rocket Man, and then in revenge, that's what Kim Jong-un did. But Trump, after that, said, well, Kim Jong-un didn't know, must have been some bad North Koreans, and then he said he loved Kim Jong-un, and he flew to Hanoi to meet with Kim Jong-un. He's chicken. I do not want a chicken president. I do not want a dementia president, and that's why I do not want Donald Trump. We go to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Joe.
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of your show, so if you already touched the subject, I apologize for bringing it up again, but I was thunderstruck, gobsmacked, in disbelief about the comments from Mr. Tuberville of Alabama, who's, you know, really charted a fine course for a guy who's never served in the military, to be critiquing the military. And apparently he came out with a comment. I know you're very big on the idea, and I support this 100%. You got to know history. And, of course, it was back in Truman desegregated our military back in 1948. And apparently Tommy hasn't quite gotten that yet, because he said that he doesn't regard our military as an equal opportunity employer. Hello?
Yes, he did say that.
It's unbelievable. I mean, you served in the military. Were there different kinds of people in the military that you served with? I'm assuming so. And this is the part that got me so irate. He said, it's like football. You can't have different groups. Well, of course you have different groups. And I would come back to the example that I've cited before, and I will cite again, which is one of the greatest people in the state of Wisconsin who affected things nationally was Coach Vince Lombardi of the Green Bay Packers, who led the league in integrating black players within his team, and also was very amenable to gay players being on his team. He really led the way in that back in the 1960s, you know, way back in Wisconsin before this was, you know, the idea of woke was nothing had ever been said about that. He did it based on his experience in life when, as an Italian-American, he had been discriminated against, and his brother was gay, and his brother had been discriminated against. So Tuberville, the guy who's never served, is full of opinions and apparently believes that we don't have there's no equal opportunity in the military service. I don't know. It says you can't discriminate based on race, color, national origin, religion, gender ID, or sexual orientation. But apparently he didn't get that memo yet. So we're all waiting for Tommy to join the 21st century. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Yeah, excellent call as always. And let me tell you a couple of shocking things. Tommy Tuberville said right out, he said, I'm a white supremacist. The definition of a white supremacist is an American. The definition of a white supremacist is a Trump supporter. That's a direct quotation. There's nothing that he says about race or white supremacy that is indistinguishable from the South right after the Civil War, the formation of the Ku Klux Klan, the violence against Black people, the demeaning Black people for 100 years to the Civil Rights era. And then John Kennedy got shot, partly in my view, because he was for civil rights. Civil rights workers were tortured and captured. And this clown Tuberville, who no senator will say, let's get rid of unanimous consent and let's promote these flag officers because we're not going to succumb to a white supremacist. No senator has taken him on. Well, we're taking him on. And let me tell you something else. This will shock you if you haven't already heard it. Marjorie Taylor Greene put in a resolution. It's called the Holman Rule, going back to 1876, where Congress can take an appropriation bill and any member, just by resolution, can target a single individual in a federal agency or a single program. In other words, for firing or for reduction in salary. She put in a resolution that the Republicans passed by voice vote, to reduce Lloyd Austin's pay, the Secretary of Defense, to $1 a year. Because he is the first Black defense secretary in the history of the country. He was a distinguished general. He is a distinguished general. He commanded troops in combat. He's a wonderful man. And the reason they say it is because a couple of things. They say, well, he presided over the fact that you had to have a COVID vaccine if you were on active duty. That's because Army doctors said, you better do that or you're going to lose some soldiers. That is one of her reasons. The main reason is the Republican Party does not like Black people to be treated as everybody else. And I don't say that lightly, but Tommy Tuberville, Marjorie Taylor Greene, not a single Wisconsin Republican has criticized them for what I just described. You're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, look for partly cloudy skies and a low temperature of 57. Partly sunny, 75 on your Friday. Windy with some showers and storms Friday night, lows in the mid-60s. A bit warmer Saturday with some scattered storms, mostly sunny, 81. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 82. Currently, 66 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Okay.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The shutdown is around 2 days away. The Republican Party is in chaos. There was a report of a shouting match between Kevin McCarthy and Matt Gaetz, I think yesterday, in the caucus. Matt Gaetz is making a cottage industry of attacking Kevin McCarthy, trying to drag him down. He wants anarchy. And he attacked Kevin McCarthy, said, well, you transferred $5 million out of a PAC that the speaker controls to the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee, which is what speakers do in each party. I mean, you support your own party. Gaetz didn't like that because the incumbents that Kevin McCarthy was trying to shore up are not Freedom Caucus incumbents. One of Kevin McCarthy's strongest congressional supporters said to Gaetz, shut the F up. Shut the F up. This is the Republican caucus, and we're supposed to go into shutdown because they can't get along within themselves. There's nothing to do with Democrats. In the Senate, there's already been a bipartisan continuing resolution that's been proposed. Not a single Republican so far has signed on to it, including the Republican congressman in this state. So anytime any of these clowns, these Republican congressmen in Wisconsin, try to go, oh, I'm a moderate, I'm your friend. They're not your friend. Believe me, they're not your friend. Here is the situation. The Democrats have about 213 votes. The Republicans have 221. As best anyone can determine, 190 to 200 of the Republicans would immediately back the Senate compromise that was bipartisan, hammered out between Mitch McConnell, and our majority leader, Chuck Schumer. All of the Democrats would support it. So if you add 213 to, let's just say 190, not even the 200, 213, 313, it comes out to almost 400 of the 435 members of Congress would support it. Why should 35 members of Congress shut the government down? Shut the government down. I'm going to propose a solution that's aggressive. It would require Joe Biden for a short period of time to enter an executive order, but here's what I would propose. There is a caucus called variously the Common Sense Caucus, or the Bipartisan Caucus, and it's basically a bunch of Democrats who are moderates, not in the squad, and a bunch of Republicans who are moderates and not in the Freedom Caucus. Have them issue a discharge petition. A discharge petition is a procedural mechanism where the heck with McCarthy, the heck with MAGA group, it goes to the floor for a vote. And the discharge petition would say, let's vote exactly on the Senate compromise, which keeps the government open while we talk some more about these issues. There's one problem with it. under the rules of the House, a discharge petition has to sit for 30 days before it can be acted on. 30 days from today is October 28th. But the government's going to run out of money and shut down in 2 days. And the agencies have already been sending notices to employees that they're going to be laid off. If I'm Joe Biden, and I know he doesn't like this because he is a congressional guy. I mean, he's been around it for 50 years. You enter an executive order. You direct the Treasury and the Fed and everybody else to assume that in 30 days that this budget, this continuing resolution, I should say, proposed by the Senate, is going to be adopted by the House. And in the meantime, act as if it has been adopted, because this 30-day business is nothing more than a congressional rule, and pay our bills, issue our money, which they can do. 30 days from now, the discharge petition is sat around for 30 days. It's voted on, and by a vote of roughly 400 to 35, it passes. If they go to court, if they go to the six tarantulas, tarantulas say, no, you can't do that. You've got to shut the government down. I think what Biden says is, make me. You are bad tarantulas. A couple of you are bribed tarantulas. Clarence Thomas and at least one other, frankly, should be subject to a grand jury for indictment. In Clarence Thomas's case, for bribery and fraud. Bad tarantulas. And regrettably, under the Constitution, tarantulas, you do not have a police force or an army. So shut up. Now, that's extreme. I know you don't have to adopt that kind of language. Joe Biden is smoother. That's why he's been in the Senate or vice president for 50 years and president. I get it. But you get the idea. When you have roughly 400 members of a 435 member body who will follow the lead of the Senate in this bipartisan continuing resolution to keep the government open, it is madness to say there's nothing we can do. Are you kidding me? And let 35 people, several of them sociopaths. Paul Gosar is a sociopath. He has advocated the murder, the hanging of Mark Milley. And nothing's happened to him because he's a member of Congress. Before that, he put out a video in which he murders Ocasio-Cortez and physically attacks Joe Biden, the president. He should have been indicted then. If I put out a video doing the same thing to Trump, the Secret Service would knock on my door. This guy is getting off because he's a congressman. Trump is getting off on the Milley thing, or Milley, simply because he's running, and he's a former president, and he's running for president. Enough is enough. We shouldn't have to shut down when 400 members of Congress don't want us to. Figure it out. And if the congressmen in this state don't have the spine, this Gallagher and Stein and all these characters who try to pass themselves off as moderates don't have the spine to intervene, you got to toss them out. I know they're gerrymandered, but at some point, if somebody is out there on the Republican or independent side who cares about America, maybe one of my fellow veterans, say, I don't like the Democrats. Okay. I don't like any of this stuff, but I will not have people who betray the United States. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocates, a great show. And I am signing off for today.
Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 ADP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.